This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest today, Dr. Tina Desautels, assistant professor of sociology, is a regular guest on my program. She's here to discuss her current areas of expertise. She's being interviewed by Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Desautels, we've been discussing the new book you're writing this summer, which is a compilation of the articles you've written about exotic dancing. Does your book address the problem of what do we do about wage structure and what we value?
That's always the question that my students ask. Well, what do we do? What do we do? It seems that it has to be collective action and some kind of social movement. And I guess what I'm critiquing is the invisible hand of capitalism. That's the idea that rational choices that individuals make will wind up with a rational society and a rational wage structure. If we look at our wage structure now, I don't see how we can support that idea. I don't see evidence that people are making rational choices and we have a rational wage structure. So I think it would take a national conversation to get up enough nerve to critique the invisible hand of capitalism. I guess what I would hope my book to do is to push us to have a public dialogue. I don't think that one person has a solution or has the answer, but I do think that together we could make this wage structure and therefore our very society a better place.
Do you believe increasing the minimum wage might help solve the problem?
I think that improving the minimum wage is important, but also capping the amount of money, say, that CEOs can make compared to average factory workers. CEOs can make 411 times the average factory worker. This is average CEOs. This furthers inequality.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.